Welcome to the Soul Surgery Podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch, and I am your host. I am a maturation facilitator, teacher and coach, integrative holistic health counselor, breathwork facilitator, and author. I am the founder of the Academy of Maturation Coaching, the Alchemy of Being, where I train as many people as I can to become powerful spaces for human beings to come home to their authentic truth. Maturation is a powerful evolutionary process of dissolving trauma, breaking free of stuck patterns, and growing and healing at the taproot. Growing out of who we thought we were from the stories led by our past conditioning in order to grow and evolve into who we were born to be. In this podcast, I will be sharing many different things with you, opening up the doorways to my coaching sessions where you can witness with your own eyes how trauma contaminates our reality and how we can dissolve it, heal it at the root, and rewrite the story of our lives, reclaiming our power and reminding each one of us that who we are is wholeness. I will be interviewing some of the world's most prominent teachers in spirituality, healing, transformation, and human evolvement, and sharing with you my own teachings and learnings along the way, and above all, sharing with you my heart. The purpose of this podcast is to remind each one of you who you really are, to open up the doorway to a new possibility, to a new paradigm, to healing, health, transformation, and our evolvement as individuals and a species. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One thing that you can do for me, if you find this podcast useful and if you love it, please do subscribe. And if you feel called to, leave a review, because reviews really matter. They help to spread the word and help to spread this podcast to as many people as we can. And lastly, if you have any big aha moments, any shifts, any insights in any of these episodes, please do share it with me. Share with me which episode it was, where in the episode it happened, and how it has impacted you and your life. So without further ado, let's get going. I hope you enjoy today's episode on the Soul Surgery Podcast. Welcome to this week's episode of Soul Surgery. My name is Nikki Clinch and I am your host. And thank you for coming to listen this week. I am excited to share this episode with you because I'm going to be talking about a topic that I know that everybody will be able to identify with and everybody will be able to get some real value and healing from. So I want to talk about how to heal and dissolve triggers and share with you five life-changing questions that will take you into a deep self-inquiry and allow the trigger and your perception and place in which you're standing in the trigger to shift, creating more spaciousness for healing and release and your maturation. So first, let's begin by talking about triggers. If you are a human being, you experience triggers. You may not be conscious about it, but you do. Because it's not about whether you're good or bad. It's not about whether you have done a lot of work or not done a lot of work. As part of being human, you will have experiences where you are triggered. Now, the only real difference is that either you're conscious of it or you're unconscious of it. And if you're unconscious of your triggers, then they are living your life. And you just think that's normal. And I can tell you, you know, I totally get that one. And if you're conscious of it, then you know it's happening. You know where it comes from. But maybe you don't know how to
do anything about it or how to change it or how to dissolve it. So I just kind of want to defunct. Is that even a word? Sometimes words come out of my mouth and I don't even know where they come from. I want to, what's a better word than defunct? Debunk? I'm not even going to edit this, by the way. I want to eradicate any perception or stigma around having triggers. You're not bad if you get triggered. You're not sick if you get triggered. You are not wrong if you get triggered. You're human. And the only real distinction is whether you have any power over the trigger or whether you don't. And that is what I want to talk to you about today, is that when you are able to follow these five questions and it takes you into a deeper self-inquiry, this is where you get your power back. And when you get your power back, you are able to more and more learn how to be with the trigger that moves through you, and it has less and less power over you or your life. And that's where you get to be a human being that has triggers, rather than a human being that is being lived by your triggers. So let's talk about what is a trigger. Like, what is actually happening when we get triggered? Listen to the word trigger. Something is being triggered. Something that is already inside of you. Something that was already there is being triggered. It's not their fault out there or that thing out there that has made the trigger. It is something that is already inside of you, unhealed. That is already there, and you are bringing it everywhere that you go because it's inside of you. And in a way, it's just waiting for someone to walk into it and trigger it. Now, that in itself is already a complete shift in perception, because we often hear, you triggered me, she triggered me, it triggered me, you made me angry, you made me feel. Nobody makes you feel angry. The anger is already inside of you. And how they spoke or what they said triggered it. It's already in you. So a trigger is when something in the present, and it can be anything, has any kind of resemblance or similarities to a point in your past that is unhealed and inside of you, a wound in your past that is unhealed and inside of you, and that resemblance or similarity or kind of the sameness about that something that's happening in the present, it triggers what's already inside of you, the unhealed wound, and reactivates it so that it literally feels like you are living that moment again, right here, right now in the present. Instantly, you are a time traveler. You have traveled back in time 40 years, 41 years, 50 years, 35 years, however old you are. Instantly, and you are literally experiencing on an emotional level, on a physical level, even the thoughts that are going through your mind, even the way that you see yourself and see another, it is an absolute identical reactivation of the unhealed wound from your past. And this could be the way somebody smiles with their cheek that just is identical to how your aunt smiled when she told you off and you were a little girl. Or it could be a smell someone has that instantly is exactly how my father smelled when he was an alcoholic. Or it can be a tone of voice, or it can be a phrase, or it can be certain words, or it can be an action. The bus driver drives off while you're running for the bus, and instantly this experience of not being waited for, being ignored, being abandoned gets reactivated inside of you, and you are back being 4 years old and being abandoned. And it feels real. It feels like it's about the bus driver, or it feels like it's about the person smiling, or it feels like it's about the person saying that phrase. Although they triggered what's inside of you, what is actually happening is already and has already been there. It's always already there inside of you. And the problem is that when we are unconscious to this, when this experience comes up and it literally feels like you're being hijacked by an emotional, physical, mental experience, fully alive repeat of something in the past. If you are unconscious about this and you don't even know that this is from the past, you will believe that this is happening now and it is his fault or her fault or that fault. And you will keep trying to get rid of people and get rid of jobs and get rid of them and get rid of this and unfollow them and cut them off. Why? Because you're just going to do whatever you can to get rid of whatever it is that keeps bringing up this feeling inside of you without you realizing that this is already in you. And wherever you go, you bring me along. And when we're unconscious about it, when this reactivation hijacks us from the past, we don't know it's from the past. We believe it as real and true now, and it literally blinds us. It contaminates us, contaminates our sight from being able to see clearly. We don't see what's there. We see where we are. I'm going to tell you a story because it's going to be a really good example, and I'm sure you'll understand. It was in the middle of lockdown and I was working a lot, and I was down in the basement in our London flat, and I had been down there all day in my purple chair. Those of you who had followed me a long time, I had a purple chair. It's coming to New Zealand. I can't wait to sit in it. I was sitting in this purple chair all day long at my laptop, and I was working all day. And my husband started making me dinner. When I came upstairs to check on the dinner, I was like, why hasn't it come yet? That's strange. It's been a very long time. It hasn't come yet. So I went upstairs to check, and I looked on the stove, and there was a pot on the stove, and it was bubbling with water. It had broccoli in it, and the broccoli was completely overcooked and turning brown. Now, I took one look at this broccoli, and instantly, and I am telling you, instantly, I was flooded with this enormous rage that moved through me. It moved through me so big, so real, I wanted to literally kill him. I was just so enraged by him. What I was believing and what I saw was that he doesn't care about me. I'm not important to him. I'm being used and taken for granted. And this is all the thoughts that were going through my head. And it was real, like it felt really real. Now, luckily, this time I had enough consciousness to call our safe word. So me and my husband, we have a safe word. And we use it whenever one of us is being triggered. So that when we call the word, it's like, I've been triggered, I'm heightened right now, I am unable to see clearly right now. So we call the word, and then we have to be 100% responsible. That's the important part. 100% responsible for taking ourselves away and taking care of ourselves in this trigger. And only when we have come back to ourselves do we come back and we communicate what had happened. See, most of the time, we just communicate in the trigger. And I'm going to go into that a bit more. And that just causes real chaos. So I'm standing over the burnt brown broccoli and I'm feeling enraged and I really want to cut his head off. And I literally go, Frankfurter. That's our safe word. Frankfurter. And I go downstairs and I go and sit back in my purple chair and I'm like, I put my hand on my heart and I'm just flooded with this emotion. It's so strong. And it feels so real. And I'm flooded with this emotion. And as I place my hand on my heart, I immediately start feeling really sad. And I ask myself these five questions that I'm about to ask you. And I realize instantly as I ask myself the questions that I'm 4 years old. And my father has left. And he has chosen his other family over me. And my heart is broken. And the pain of not being chosen, and the story of believing that I'm not important to him, and the sadness of feeling neglected and unwanted is flooding my body. And I just hold my hand and I soothe myself, and I just keep doing that until I feel calm again, until I feel like I've come back to my adult self, until I feel like I have returned to the present. And then after that, once I have returned to my adult self, I walk upstairs and I tell him how I feel and how hard it is for me to be down in the basement all day long working. And it would mean a lot to me if he were to make me dinner, that he put care in it. And he really heard me and he was really sweet. And he actually made me a really beautiful dinner. Now, that could have gone any other way. I could have just literally screamed at him in the middle of the trigger, believing that he is neglecting me. He is thinking I'm unimportant. How dare he? Damn him. And have this huge fight and want to get rid of him, which, by the way, I have done also in the past. So, and when we are communicating whilst in the trigger, believing what we have been blinded by and hijacked by, our past is living and hijacking our present. My four-year-old has taken over my relationship, and all I can see is my father. My husband hasn't got a chance. And so let me go through the five questions. When you are triggered, and you will know because you have such a charged experience moving through you, you will feel charged, you will feel heightened. There's a phrase that it's really important to remember. If it's hysterical, well, then it's historical. If it has a hystericalness about it, a heightened charge, an intensity about it, like it literally feels like something is flooding you. And it is. It's hijacking you from your past. That is when you've been triggered. And so I invite you to say a safe word, or if you're on your own, just to clock it, and then take yourself somewhere away so you can walk yourself through this self-inquiry process. And here are the questions. Question one, what am I actually seeing right now? Not what's happening. What am I seeing right now? As in, I didn't see broccoli cooking on a stove and he just got busy with my daughter. I saw that I was being neglected and unimportant and used and unloved. What am I seeing right now? And then you really have to get honest with yourself. You have to want to actually come back to your power. You have to want to actually heal. You have to want to actually show up for yourself and your wounded self. What am I seeing right now? You can either write it down or just become present to it. Number two, where am I seeing from? And what I mean by that is, what is actually creating what you're seeing? And if you don't know, if you don't have awareness around it yet, you can ask yourself, well, how old am I right now? What are the feelings moving through me right now? What are the experiences? What are the beliefs going around in my mind? Where am I seeing from right now? Am I seeing from my abandoned four-year-old? Am I seeing from the neglected little boy? Am I seeing from the abused little girl? Where am I seeing from right now? How old am I? And spend some time to be with the one that you are seeing from. She or he is alive and present for you in that moment. Be with that wounded one. A wound, trauma, means wound. And a wound is open, it's split. And when we have trauma, we literally disconnect and split from our true whole self. And so in this moment, where am I seeing from right now? This is an opportunity for you to be whole and be present with your wound, to bring wholeness there. Hold yourself, feel the feelings, place your hand on your heart, be present. You have to want to heal. Question number three is, what I am seeing true? Or is my sight contaminated right now? Is what I am seeing true? Or is my sight contaminated right now? You have to be really honest with yourself. You have to want to heal. You have to want to heal more than you want to survive. Number four, what do I truly want and need in this wound? This is important because this is the moment you need to show up for yourself. If you are four and you are feeling abandoned, hold yourself. Love yourself. Be with yourself. Offer yourself the kind of awareness and attention that you are longing for. Give it to yourself. You can go and look at my other episode, Radical Self-Love, as well, which is super important to this process. And number five, can I be with what is moving through me right now? Whatever you can be with will let you be. You see, we are conditioned to believe that our triggers are something disgusting and shameful, and that we should try and push away and hide and get rid of and fix. But healing and fixing are not the same things. Fixing is when we take something that's broken and we want to find whatever we can out there to try and to put it back to the way it was before. And so we get triggered and then we're like, and then we try and find something to get us back to the way we were before. But then nothing actually changes in fixing. Nothing changes, nothing grows, nothing heals. Healing is when we're willing to look at what's breaking. And we're looking and we're inquiring, what's causing this break? What has contributed to this? What has contributed to this? And I'm willing to look at it and learn from it and let it impact me and grow from it. And from the growing from it, I learn better ways in which to do, be myself and to be. And that's when I heal. A healing creates growth and evolution and maturation. We are conditioned to ignore and judge and be repulsed by our own triggers, when actually the trigger is the gateway. It's showing you exactly where needs your attention. It's showing you every single point that is unhealed, a wound that is open, that is calling for your wholeness and the gift and the generosity of your own attention. And so there's kind of two things that you have to commit if you really want this process to work. One, you have to really want to heal, not to win, not to be right, not to fix, not to fight. You have to want to heal. And number two, you have to be willing to be 100% responsible. 100%. That means your trigger is yours. It was already inside of you. What is coming up was always already there. It may not be your fault why it's there, but it is your responsibility now it is there. So 100% responsibility. You really want to heal, 100% responsibility. And then you go and you walk through this 5-question process. And it will allow you enormous shifts and healing. You are not your triggers, and you are not your wounds. As long as the unconscious is unconscious, it will live your life and you will call it fate. It's my favorite quote right now, Carl Jung. As long as you are carrying wounds within you that are triggering you left, right, and center, and you don't know about it, and you're letting these triggers live your life, you will continually repeat your past here in the present. This 5-question process gives you an opportunity to break out of the grip of the past and start coming home to who you truly are. So please let me know any big shifts or insights or aha moments that came to you from listening to this episode. Please do share with me if you practice this process. Let me know how it goes. Write comments in the YouTube, underneath the YouTube video, or email me on my website, nikkiclinch.com, or DM me on Instagram at @Nikki_Clinch. I love hearing from you and hearing your healing. And if you love this episode, please do leave a review, because your reviews really matter. Leave us a review. Let us know how you felt about it, how you thought about it, because your reviews allow soul surgery to be heard by more and more people. And that matters. More people need to hear this. It's important. And if you love this podcast, please do subscribe. I love having you in the community. So thank you so, so much. I hope you found this useful. And I will see you next week.